eating food is good, but then there's those meals that are just even better left over.
The K92 Morning Thanks Monday Mount Rushmore.
And that's where we are. It's leftover life now.
Yeah.
Hashtag leftover life. Mm-hmm.
And I think we've had enough time to do a lot of research on what foods are best as leftovers.
And I am always very confused by the non-leftover people. I don't eat leftovers.
I'm not a huge fan.
You're not a huge fan.
No. Had eaten enough of that as a kid. Nah, I'm not a fan.
But, you know, there's certain things that when they're done right and they're done well, they're good as leftovers. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't recommend, look, we had salmon last night. You know what we're not having tonight? Leftovers, okay? Yeah. It just doesn't work that way.
No, fish is different.
Right, leftover clams, everybody. No.
Yeah, see, for me, the past is the past.
But there are some foods.
Yeah, that if I have to eat it leftover, there are certain foods I'm like, okay, yeah, sign me up for this.
See, I think that spaghetti tastes better. Like the next day.
I don't. Okay. Let me stop this conversation real quick because you just said something I completely disagree with.
What?
I don't think anything tastes better as a leftover.
See, now that's where you're
I
right.
don't think anything tastes better as a leftover.
I think it does.
What about like a leftover?
I think spaghetti, like.
Because the flavors all meld together like a leftover chili or a beef stew or something like that.
I disagree.
Meatloaf sandwich, turkey, I mean, all these things.
New.
So you think it all tastes worse?
Yes. Yes.
Monica, who is he to even host this segment? I'm not even sure what's going on here.
Gosh.
Why? Then if that's the case, then you should just make it. Nobody eat it. Put it in the fridge to the next day.
There are some foods that recommend doing that.
And that's not called a leftover then. That's still, you have to eat it for the second time.
That's why we don't even bother with it, because then people like you start arguing semantics. That's not technically a leftover. All right. So Monica, you say spaghetti. You like that one?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and I like it too. My only gripe with leftover spaghetti is it can get a little dry.
Yeah.
But if you add a little more sauce, boy, everything has kind of come together.
And maybe baked spaghetti. Wakes it back up. Baked spaghetti is better.
Like a lasagna.
I don't really care for baked spaghetti.
Come on.
What?
I like lasagna, but I don't like baked spaghetti.
Okay, lasagna is baked spaghetti,
it's
fool.
It's the same thing.
I'm sorry.
It's the same thing.
But I won't eat baked spaghetti. Like, I won't, but I like lasagna. I know it doesn't make sense, but I just, like, I don't know.
Look, let me tell you right now, really I don't like cheese. I only like cheese.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. We have went off on so many tangents. We are so confused by each other. So, baked spaghetti. I mean, regular spaghetti. I'm sorry.
Regular spaghetti. Not regular. Baked. Uh-huh. Not baked, says Monica. Up yours, lasagna is what is in there. Uh-huh.
All right. I'm going to throw out there Chinese food.
Chinese food
is really good when you reheat it.
Yeah, and that's one that's sort of, you got that little container.
Yes.
And you're all excited. You're like, ooh, what's in here?
Just soaking in it.
Mm-hmm. And there is something there is nothing worse, I believe, in the world than seeing that container in there and thinking, oh, I'm going to eat this for lunch today.
Yes.
And you find out it is rice. It's rice. It's just the
just rice.
Like it was just the rice.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Where it's something, some like meat or
you
something?
Had the other, or the other one that happens is you had a little leftover something, you go and you realize some other jerk face you live with has eaten all the good stuff out of it.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, so the meat's
I'd
gone. They didn't even leave you a baby corn. How dare they? Okay, I feel like, you know, leftover pizza is just, it's the bomb, man. It's not as good as regular fresh pizza, but man, sometimes you wake up in the morning and you just want to eat some breakfast pizza. That's really good.
I'm not a huge fan. I really hate cold pizza. So it better be reheated.
Reheated
it.
I like cold pizza.
I hate cold pizza.
Did you?
I had to eat it as a kid and I was over it.
Let me ask you this question as a kid. Were you in a house that had spankings? Was there like a whooping every now and then? Okay.
Yes.
Was there a switch? Was it like a stick or something?
It was whatever was nearby.
Okay. So it was occasionally like a switch, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. So when your mother would whack you with the switch, did she make you stick your tongue out also and hit you on that? Because I feel like your taste buds are broken.
I used to eat cold pizza. I don't like it anymore. Just like I used to eat cheese by the slices. I hate it now.
I think, you know, we got to put Thanksgiving on there as a leftover. I mean, Thanksgiving leftovers is the one that people that's what they go for.
That would be number one.
So we're gonna call this as the four for right now, but I feel like we're missing some. I think there's other ones that you could make arguments for, like leftover soups and chilies and stuff. And
I think wings are amazing.
A
leftover
meatloaf sandwich. Yeah, leftover wings
are amazing.
Ooh. Okay, so here's what we have right now: Thanksgiving, pizza, Chinese food, and spaghetti.
Not baked spaghetti.
Yeah. If you dare with baked spaghetti, so help me God.
Yes, but throw lasagna in there and
you stick your tongue out. We got to hit it with a stick. That's how it works. Okay. I feel like there's one spot up for grabs.
The noodles?
Yeah, the noodles.
The noodles.
The noodles. Because we're trying to find the four best leftovers. Food that is awesome. Mm-hmm. Leftover. You love it. Some foods even get better leftover.
Yeah.
You could argue.
Allegedly.
Thanksgiving leftovers is, I mean, there is a big fat turkey.
I think that's a safe one.
It's right on Mount Rushmore. And I think pizza's another one.
Yep.
Everybody eat leftover.
Mm-hmm. Take your word for it.
Yeah.
I used to. I stopped. I don't anymore.
Yeah, well, you know what? It used to be fun, and then you stopped. Chinese food, I think, is another popular one. I'm not a huge Chinese food guy, but I do think it's very similar each day, and it's a nice one.
Chinese food, you would intentionally not finish it so that you could eat some more later.
Yeah, I always get mad because anytime I make Thai food and I kind of put all those together is I make enough that I think, okay, I'm going to have enough for lunch tomorrow after we eat dinner. And then my wife goes, I'm going to have a little bit more. And she goes in and eats just enough that it's not enough for me anymore.
It's just a snack.
Yeah. And no matter how much I make, she figures out a way to eat just enough that I don't have enough anymore. So Monica says spaghetti, not baked, just spaghetti. And, you know, I wanted to see your side of it, but then just when pasta first comes out and it rolls in the sauce and it's hot and the cheese is melting.
It's not better the second time.
It's soggy the second time. And it's dry.
Better.
It's dry like a back road. It's like Sam Hunt. I mean, you gotta add a bunch of sauce or extra cheese or something, and it is a little bit mushy.
Yeah.
Or is it? so we have some texts, 52353. Wings is one that's been tossed out
wings
there.
Wings is good.
Oh, God, I do love leftover wings. Though,
yes.
If you get a really good chicken wing and it's got that good crunch on it, you ain't duplicating that the second time either.
Yeah.
But I am always excited if I have wings in the fridge. Barbecue is one that's come up.
Barbecue, pulled pork, any of that. Like, that's really good.
It is.
The next go around.
Or chili.
Pulled pork, yep.
Chili is another one.
Chili is really good.
Chili is one where the argument is it actually does taste better left over because the flavors have come together a little bit more. So you could almost argue that. I think it's important, though, as we try to get a verdict on the final one, what does Monica's five-year-old think? What does he think is the best food left over? Monica, since I hear him back there yelling.
Hendrix. What's the best food to eat? He's going to say a leftover Pop-Tart.
don't cloud his judgment.
Oh, yeah, he said a Pop-Tart.
Oh, no. See, of course. Yeah. Yep. Mommy told him. He's like, am I supposed to say Pop-Tart? Fine, I'll say Pop-Tart. I'm throwing spaghetti out. I think chili goes in. I'm voting chili.
Chili.
I like chili, too. So, I mean, I'm good to eat.
You do? You're good with that one?
Yeah.
Because chili doesn't get soggy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can at least go with that, and we'll say, all right, we're good.
And
we're
especially good if you did chili in a crock pot, it's kind of already a leftover anyway.
Right.
The amount of time it's been sitting in there.
Fine, you know what? We'll let the five-year-old win. Chinese food, pizza, Thanksgiving leftovers, and a Pop-Tart.
And a Pop-Tart.
Leftover Pop-Tart is the final one.